Okay, welcome back. Hour number two on this night before Christmas. And I want to just spend a moment or two. And first of all, let's welcome back my partner here. Welcome.
Thank you, Jeff. Nice to be here.
We want to say to all of you out there who are dealing with this unrequested horror that is truly beyond words, that we really care about everything we do. We're trying to help, and we want you to know, even those of you who are alone at Christmas, that you're not alone. We're here, and many others out there who care are there too. So the energy is there. Don't feel terribly depressed and alone. Try not to. And I know for you who are vax injured, who are listening, it's tough. Those of you who have lost dear loved ones, children especially, this is going to be a brutal time for you. And for those who are still able to walk around but don't feel good enough to, we understand. We want to just advise you again, please take shedding very seriously. Both sides, both vaxxed sides, need to take this very seriously. Because we think very serious thoughts about this often, and I think that it's safe to say that the unvaxxed are in grave danger at this point. That's where we are in our studies and our research. Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I would agree with all of that. It's going to be a tough holiday season. I think we're already seeing it to some degree. I don't think there's the festive.
No.
No. No air laughter. To the season.
No. No, it's all been taken away. That gives you an idea on just how deeply this horror has affected people. I think it's beyond PTSD. I think there has been something really savagely, brutally done to our culture, our society. Our very consciousness has been impeded and damaged by this in ways that it may never be repaired. I don't see how it can, frankly, but I don't want to sound too negative. The paramedics and EMT personnel, bless you all. You're doing very hard work having to deal with people, and I think many of you who are injected, still working, understand full well what's causing many of your calls. How was it today?
Busy. Very busy. But it's been very busy, I would say, for the last 2 weeks.
Couple weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed. Yes, indeed.
And it does, for some reason, it does seem to be elderly people most recently. People in their 70s, 80s, and even 90s. You know, you hate to hear those calls. These 90-year-olds made it this far, and then they're taken out by a bioweapon.
And our precious children who want nothing more than to have a wonderful, happy Christmas.
Mm.
Or whatever your religion is, this is a holiday season time. And the children want to have fun. And when we take that away, when we allow that to be taken away, we should hide ourselves. This is shameless to allow that to happen to children. And for all those children who have been injected by stupid parents, and I had a story the other day, another one where there was a drag queen readathon somewhere, and the writer mentioned that the audience was all invariably, virtually almost completely, female, white, fat, obese, mothers dragging their little 3, 4, 5, 6-year-old children to these things. What the hell is wrong with them?
I think it's just another vaccine.
Yeah.
That was the whole trick to it. When they were able to fit it under that definition, change it from a gene therapy to a vaccine, people's fears went away.
Well, they're taking their kids to these drag queen things, and that was my primary point. What is wrong with them?
I don't know. They think they're being progressive, open-minded.
No. They're damaging their children who do not have the maturity to make decisions about any of this stuff. So anyway,
it's just
horrible, horrible child abuse. And I'm really sick of seeing it. So bottom line, we wish you our very best. Don't ever forget that. And that's why we're here. And the information war against truth is enormous. It is corrupted. It is very clever, very sophisticated. And the main players who are involved, the assets of the deep state, the assets of Satan, if you want to go there, and I'll go there with you, there is evil on this planet, and it is directing a lot of people to do a lot of things that are wrong. And we are never seen anything like this, never. This may be the last Christmas. I wouldn't be surprised. It will be celebrated by groups here and there, but not like before. It's been bad now. Next year, we feel it's going to be a cascade of horror. And if you've just listened to someone recently who says, well, if you just had one shot or two and you stopped, you're probably going to be okay. No one more than we wish that were the truth. We don't think that's the case. One shot, if it was a viable, competent shot, is enough to start the slow burn to a terrible situation. And we hope that doesn't happen. But it looks very much like it is happening. And
I've been watching for that, and there has been some anecdotal evidence, people in the medical profession that are treating people who are vaxxed, not vax injured, just vaxxed. But they're starting to have problems, variety of different, just strange issues. They seem otherwise healthy, but there's weird things happening with their immune systems.
They don't feel right, whatever. They can't connect the dots. In some cases, they won't. And I understand that denial is a normal human reaction to the unknown or inconvenient. You just deny it. It's, it'll go away. Well, we hope it does, but it's not looking like it is. And the best thing we can suggest is cut down fast when you can, or semi-fast at least. Don't overload your body with food. And the obese Americans they remind me of 10 pins in a bowling alley. Big, fat Americans ready to be knocked over by a big bowling ball. And that bowling ball is the genocide that's being perpetrated. They were just targets, big fat targets.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. We have a lot of things that we want to try and cover this hour. These are, again, human beings suffering. And why do we do this 2 days before Christmas? Because the majority of people are in this predicament. They're in this suffering mode. They're trapped. And they can't get out of it. So sometimes hearing from other people, that's why these groups are doing so well and they're so popular, because people want to hear that other people are having similar problems. It's comforting to them to know that they're not alone. So that's why we spend time with this. So let people know that they are not alone in these horrors they're having to deal with. And they're just getting worse. All right. Let's see. The first one we're going to start tonight, it's the CJD one. And you go ahead with that, please. Just start up.
Okay, let's see. My computer will wake up here. Come on.
You could put a quarter in it.
If I don't pay attention to it, it goes to sleep.
I know.
Okay. Yeah, so this was in a CJD support group, and it's, strangely enough, not strangely really, it is a group that's growing weekly.
They better define CJD and tell them what it's also known as.
Oh, okay. Yeah, CJD, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which is a prion disease, caused by a misfolded protein in the brain, and how long it takes for to manifest it, it's debatable. Some people say it may be as long as 20 years, but what happens is over time, cells in the brain die, and they leave a hole, which is why they also call it spongiform encephalopathy. The brain looks like a sponge by the time this disease has wreaked its havoc. And the injections, the bioweapon injections, are known now to be strongly associated with, I don't know if it's causing it, but certainly contributing to it in some cases. We had a paper earlier this year by Jean-Claude Perez and Luc Montagnier, who looked at 26 cases of people who had died in close proximity to the vax from CJD. So there's a very strong correlation. And because we know the spike protein can induce protein misfolding, it's highly likely that it is contributing, if not causing, these new cases of CJD that are suddenly appearing. And these groups, the administrators who have had these groups for a number of years, remarked earlier this year that they can't understand or are just flabbergasted at how many new people are coming into the group this year and what could be contributing to that. Now, granted, we have other issues in the environment that could be causing it, most notably EMFs, and we're just being bombarded with these things. So those two will affect proteins in the brain and can cause protein misfolding, resulting in these types of diseases. But it appears as though after the rollout of these injections that it's really taking off. No question.
Remember, so the spike protein, which is manufactured by your body and is also, we believe, quite potentially in the mixture itself in the vial along with the mRNA, so it gets started right away.
Sasha Latipova, in her research of the Pfizer documents, did find that some of their lots did include the spike protein itself. So not just the mRNA, which would cause your body to produce the protein, it also had the protein itself.
Just like Novavax, which is nothing but spike protein. Think about that.
That's right, Novavax is nothing but spike.
What spike does in the brain, we've covered this forever, but just so you'll know, begins to set up microclots wherever it finds a nice place it wants to sit down. And those microclots shut down capillaries and parts of the brain begin to die. Maybe it's only three or four cells. It doesn't matter. Where are those cells? Are they at a key juncture in one of the lobes of your brain, perhaps? Anyway, the idea is that the spike protein meets endogenous, your own body's created proteins, and turns them into misfolded proteins, which form fibrils together, and they in turn begin to block more of your circulatory system.
And they also block the organs, the nerves. The nerves can't fire and communicate with each other if there's these fibrils in the way.
That's right. So it's a terrible thing. And that, again, is just one aspect of the many, many that we have mentioned for a long time now about how this weapon is anti-life. Okay? All right. Go ahead and read that one.
All right. So this is a person that came into one of the CJD groups today and talking about her experience with her mother. Hi, all. I'm new here, along with my sister. Thank you all for being so welcoming and supportive. It means so much to us. Below is my mom's story. I had posted it in a public CJD group as well. My mom had COVID this past October. After she recovered, she said she thought she had a brain tumor or was going to have a stroke, and that she was going through a depression unlike she's ever been through before. By early November, she was slightly forgetful, but we attributed it to COVID brain fog, as she was otherwise normal. A few weeks later, in mid-November, she started saying that colors didn't look the same. She went to an ophthalmologist, and they said that she had cataracts and needed surgery to remove them. The beginning of December, she started to cry a lot every day and said she was losing her vision. My dad took her to the ER and they did a CT scan and said that it came back clear, so they sent us home. Well, 2 weeks ago, she got so much worse that I took her to the ER and they did an MRI. That day, she couldn't remember how old I was or how many kids she had. The MRI showed brain swelling and she had EEG changes. Both of the signs were classic of CJD. They treated her for autoimmune encephalitis with high-dose steroids and IVIG with hopes that was what she had, but she didn't respond to that treatment. She's continued to decline since, and then she was admitted to the hospital, and she is going home on hospice care today. The neurologist gave her 3 to 4 weeks to live. We are still waiting on her spinal tap results for an official diagnosis, but they're almost positive it's SCJD, sporadic CJD. I am in utter shock and am sick to my stomach. I've been crying every day and cannot imagine my life without her. I'm not ready to lose her, as we talked every single day, and I go to her for everything. I'm so scared. I just don't know how I can do this. Update. My mom is now bedbound. She's still eating, but eating a lot less. Her tremors are worse. She can answer yes-no questions and say a few words, but is having difficulty expressing the things she wants to say. She is very frustrated about it. She's also getting more fearful and sad than she was before. I feel awful for her. The hospice nurse said she has days to weeks left. Thank you for taking the time to read about our journey.
So she just got sick in October, this past October, November, and now December, and she's going that fast. No mention of the injection here, but that goes without saying. A lot of these people don't mention it.
Yeah, you can't mention it. You just can't.
No.
But, you know, I think also the fact that she did have the actual infection, that's not to be taken lightly either. I mean, this virus is, it's not a typical flu, as so many want to believe. I mean, it does things to the blood that influenza doesn't even come close to doing. So, you know, it's not just a flu. It can have neurological impacts. So it's possible that this could result from the infection. My money's on the injection, but
sure.
I don't think that's an excuse to take the virus less seriously. And sometimes it's a combination of the two. I mean, people that have had the injection, they
get the virus quicker than anybody else.
Yes, because they've made these antibodies that act as a welcoming committee. When they encounter the virus, they bring it further and wider into the body and almost tolerate it to a point so that it sets up shop and you can carry it indefinitely.
Yep. Okay. You've got Erica puts these lists together, and they're always fascinating. Christmas conflict. Is that where we want to go next? Where do you want to go?
Yeah, we could do that.
All right. Christmas conflict. Well, some of us aren't able to have a Christmas because all of our family is vaxxed and boosted to the limits. It's one day and enjoy Christmas with family. Love on each other and be blessed. And there's an ad to that. It's looking like my son will not want to be here if my daughter is. I can't believe I have to choose. I don't smell anything of either of my daughters, but my son
My son does.
She misspelled it. She tricked me. I'm reading these for the first time. So, all right. I don't smell anything of either of my daughters. Now, what does that mean?
Talking about the smell.
The odors.
Coming off the vaxxed.
Yes. I don't smell. I want to be sure you all understand. This has to do with the vax smells that we've been reporting on. I don't smell anything of either of my daughters, but my son does. Plus, neither of them think they smell, and are healthy, so they think my son is crazy, to be honest. And add to that another response. Some people are super sensitive. My husband and oldest daughter can feel the EMFs from being under large power lines. And that's not terribly uncommon. I can't, but that doesn't mean those EMFs aren't there and doing damage. My body just isn't as sensitized as theirs in picking it up. Same is probably true in those who pick up the vaxxed scent and those who don't. Now, the idea of driving under high voltage lines, you know, in the neighborhood variety or the big towers on the freeway or boulevards, whatever. And if you have a radio on, remember the AM radio? When you'd go under a power line, it would go bzzz. It's picking it up. These things broadcast everywhere. That's why the Swedes said no schools can be within, I think it was 1,000 yards of any high voltage line, something like that. It was a long distance away. But yeah, the old AM radio will pick them up. Just drive underneath one and see. So, okay. Go ahead.
All right, continuing. Someone asks, what's the story? My whole family is all vaxxed. One of my daughter's partner got it and has affected my daughter and grandkids, who in turn have affected my other daughter, as in they all smell of this weird shite. My son smells it stronger than me and gets an immediate reaction. And someone answers to, if he is unvaccinated and she is vaccinated, and he says he smells something, then he is correct. You need to trust your son. He's just trying to survive. Answer, unfortunately, he is not the first to have this. I have read many posts from people that say the same thing. And another response to the initial poster, you're not choosing love. They are the ones who are choosing whether or not to be there. That's on them, not you. And someone else chimes in. I've got six multiple vaxxed family coming over for dinner on 12/26. My family is not. I'm working through this in my head and dreading it. I got tons of detox stuff, but vaccines or the vaxxed greatly affect me.
Wow. See, there's that scenario is probably going to play out tens of millions of times in this country and other mm-hmm. countries as well. Countless times.
Yep.
I've got six multiple vaxxed family coming over to our house for dinner on 12/26. My family is not vaxxed. She put herself in a terrible position. That dinner should never have happened. Be my thought anyway. Okay. I think this is a continuation. Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Seeing my son look like he's about to be sick is a real worry. He genuinely feels ill when smelling that smell. And another comment, I pick up the vax scent and I am EMF hypersensitive. Beware of the radiation attacks coming from the jab blasters. And a comment to that, I had to leave a grocery store yesterday. This is somebody else. The insanely strong chemical fabric softener smell made me nearly vomit in the store. I was dizzy and disoriented for a while. And a comment to that, I keep telling myself one day the truth will come out and we won't look crazy anymore. And another person comes back and says, I don't know what they are blasting, but they are blasting something for sure. And a comment to that, I hope it's soon. My family is falling apart. And the last on this page, yeah, it sucks big time. This year is much harder, I'm finding. I thought my family would have stopped getting the boosters at the very least. We aren't seeing anyone at all. And it sucks for your son to feel like that and being labeled as crazy. Tough spot for you. Sending prayers. It will all work out. And you all can have a lovely Christmas. look at the conflict out there. Look at the emotional and intellectual conflict. This is horrible for people to deal with.
I know.
Go ahead.
In response to the person having 6 multiple vax family members, someone says, you don't have to have them at your house. Tell them that they make you uncomfortable. Another person says, here's my best advice. Wear long sleeves and even cute toboggans indoors and try not to have any skin-to-skin contact. Distance yourself as much as humanly possible, and every night get in a very hot bath and get Dr. Bronner's Castile soap, peppermint, and pour a bunch in and do Epsom salt with it and keep your body submerged, trying to open your pores and remove the nanobots. It's very important not to let them sit on your skin while you sleep. And pray the blood of Jesus over your home and your family before they come and after they leave. Any couches that are fabric, you can put a pretty blanket on top of, maybe even a festive one that you can take off and wash in hot water when they leave. I know this sounds crazy, but it's not.
No, that's some good practical advice there. I use Dr. Bronner's peppermint Castile soap. It's excellent, but I wouldn't call it a detox. I would call it a nice soap. I would also suggest that anyone like this, if they can get their hands on one, get an ozone air purifier and put it in the primary room.
Yeah,
keep the air
circulating.
Would
have that humming.
And,
yeah.
And absolutely. Crank that up to max. Yeah. So these are difficult stories. And I have a hunch we're going to see things in the couple weeks after Christmas of people having negative reactions to this. It's just not going to work out. Go ahead, finish that.
Oh, no question. Okay, last one. Someone says, insist on open sleigh rides.
Yeah.
Number of horses optional. If they protest, just tell them you're trying to keep in the Christmas spirit. No, I guess we got one more.
Yeah. Finish that one.
Okay. Another one says, try to sweat it out. Good workout works well. Let's see. I guess we would. All right. Meet at a restaurant instead. Hopefully you and your immediate family will be okay. An air purifier might help. I have a small one I turn on when a vax person even stands in my doorway.
There you go.
And last one, drink dandelion tea or holy basil while they are there. If you have a humidifier, add some hydrogen peroxide. This will help clean the air. And take a detox bath after they leave.
There's a couple more on this thread. Insist on an open sleigh ride. Number of horses optional. That was what we did on the other page. I see it carried over. Okay, very good. All right, number 8.
And those ones in the middle are different topic.
Gotcha. Number 8. Okay, last one in this group. Well, it was a tough decision, but my sister and I believe we will probably have to miss the Christmas Eve candlelight service. There'll be too many vaccinated people all around us singing and obviously exhaling and spreading and shedding. This is just so horrifying that we can't go and enjoy Christmas service. Yet all of the vaccinated are out there singing and having a great time. Do I sound a little resentful? Probably. I'll have to get over it. I know. Yeah, conflict. Christmas conflict. For sure.
Yeah. Okay. You pick.
Oh, gosh. Let's go jump down to the shedding. Clots,
okay.
Clots. Shedding 1, 2. Shedding 1. Muscle twitching. Shedding sickness requirements. What do you think?
Shedding clots. Let's do shedding clots. This is a little bit alarming.
Okay. I'm now hearing from many, many people who are developing clots who have not been vaccinated, jabbed, period. I'm going to read that again. I am now hearing from many, many people who are developing clots who have not been vaxxed. And the next comment to that, I haven't developed any at all, clots. Someone adds, yes, I have microclots in my legs from shedding. My one grandfather has thick blood and the blood clots, so I think I am more susceptible to clotting. At least my blood is thin, not thick like his. So this gentleman realizes he does have microclots in his legs, and he got them from shedding. Interesting.
Yeah, we've had a few accounts of this that we've read.
See, what's happening here is
the woman working in the office there with vaxxed coworkers,
and
she had to have surgery to have them removed.
Yep. The manifestations of shedding illnesses are now quite clear and becoming more common all the time, the reports. This is all first-person shedding. You're next to somebody who's vaccinated. You're getting it. You're being spiked. Okay.
It continues. Here's another one.
Uh-huh.
I have an unjabbed friend with huge blood clots in both legs. Her doc thinks it is from shedding. She just had a stroke on Wednesday and had a blood clot removed from her brain. She now has two infected heart valves and bleeding in her stomach. Before the clots in her leg, she was a healthy 15-year cancer survivor. But what could it be? She's on a ventilator since brain surgery and hasn't talked yet. The doctors don't know what to fix first.
See? Yeah, they fix one thing and they got 10 others in the wings. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know where we are here.
How about shedding misery?
Okay. Am I the only one who... Is that the one? Am I the only one?
Yeah, I'm just going to let you know up front that this is English from a non-native speaker.
Okay. Am I the only one who is feeling that shedding has destroyed my life? I was starting to do okay with this shedding thing, but then these new boosters rolled out, and this has been a nightmare ever since. I feel everywhere smells, and the smell makes me super sick. My building smells now two loads of old boosted people. I guess he lives in a senior citizen building.
My building smells of the jab now.
Two loads of old jabs, two loads of old boosted people. I am thinking you got it?
My building smells of the jab now, too. There are loads of old boosted people. Okay.
All right. I am thinking we really...
playing interpreter here, too.
You did well. I am thinking we really need to start building up unvaxxed communities. I am ready to change countries. I am living in Spain, where there is one of the world's highest jab rates, so it is bad here. I'm originally from Finland. I just bloody hate this. I'm scared this doesn't ever stop. We need to get our lives back, and I think the only way for that to happen is to make the unvaxxed societies I mentioned. I suffer heavily from secondary shedding too, so I am not even able to see my unjabbed friends who hang around with the jabbed. I get horrible symptoms even then, and many of their clothes smell like the jabbed. Jabbed smell comes out of their breath as well. Wow. So they're secondhand. You got firsthand direct shedding, and then you got secondhand. And this guy's talking about secondhand shedding. And he says his friend's clothing even smelled like the vaxxed. I don't remember hearing that before. That's in Spain. So this is, remember, primarily Western Europe, the UK, North America, New Zealand, Australia. Those are the number one targets. You don't believe me? Look at the Deagle com projections. You can figure it out. Italy, Spain, Germany, Scandinavia, Belgium, Denmark. They're all going down. Not necessarily out, but they're going down. Okay, yeah. Shedding misery. Go ahead. Shedding muscle clot.
Shedding twitching. Muscle twitching.
Yeah.
Question. Anyone get weird muscle twisting, twitching around their body? This is pertaining to shedding. And one answer, no, but I have had rectal and nasal bleeding since November. I'm unvaxxed, but my husband of 23 years is vaxxed and boosted. Someone asks, has your utility company installed a smart meter yet? Answer, yes. Another one says, my boyfriend has numbness in his hands, feet, and around his mouth. Fourth one says, I already have nerve problems and fibromyalgia. And from the first jabbers, I get a lot of nerve inflammation, arms, legs, and face. The last big one was at a year-end outing, and the nerve on the front of my right leg from the knee to my foot went dead. It did get better after detox, but not 100%. There is still some feeling missing. Someone says, I'm so sorry you are dealing with this too. My prayers for everyone affected.
So these are people who have not been vaxxed. I feel sorry for that person whose spouse, she's not vaxxed. He's fully vaxxed and boosted.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of a future they have. That's a tough one. Okay.
And you know, there's many like that. Many.
Many. All right. Shedding sickness requirements. I never got sick working from home while running around for groceries or lunch with a vaxxed friend. But I did begin the series of never-ending cold germs when I began working in a room with them for 8 hours a day. Cold germs. For me, it's not proximity or exposure, it's the length of time of proximity and exposure. And she's right. Now, was her immune system being brought down, or were these cold germs actually the result of spike protein contamination? We don't know, but either are possible.
Okay, someone contributes to that. For me, the speed of reaction is sometimes so fast, like 5 minutes after being close to a fully jabbed and boosted person, my feet start itching, red itchy bumps, or my leg nerve inflammation after a couple of hours around jabbed fellow workers. The most often one is that itchy itch in the back of the throat. Feel like small octopus tickles your throat with its tentacles. That also happens very fast.
Wow. These are all... Go ahead and take the next one, too. These are all... These are human beings that you never hear about. They have no voice except on social media. The mainstream media, that lying, horrible combine of controlled programming outlets, mind control, will never tell you any of this. These people who are suffering are being completely thrown in the dumpster. Go ahead.
Food for thought. We'll consider, I've not been around vaxxed for that long, and I use a personal purifier when I work. The one event I've been to in the last 3 years with 99% spike protein factories, we got sick, hence the introduction of the personal purifier. They do work.
Oh. Yeah, you'll find that on the homepage. It's a little white item you wear around your neck about the size of a small pack of cigarettes. And they are being reported to be very effective at helping people fight off the effects of being around the vaxxed. So it might be something you want to pick up for yourself. They're not very expensive, and they are worthy. Okay, it's the same with me. Staying home and going to a supermarket is no problem at all, but a day packed with contacts. Well, that means endless sore throat and little colds started getting worse this autumn. Next. Yes, and headaches and tiredness. I do get the little temporary rashes from time to time. I tried to deny this stuff for so long, but it's real. And someone adds, yes, it's so sad. Another one. I'm not a sensitive person to notice changes, but can tell the air is cleaner where I work or when I wear it, meaning the device. Okay. Let me read that again. I'm not a sensitive person to notice changes, but I can tell the air is cleaner when I wear it, meaning one of the little air ionizers. I've been working hybrid since September 1 day a week. What is hybrid? Working hybrid. Does that mean home?
Well, maybe.
I've been working hybrid since September 1, one day, since September, one day a week. I've been fine. Also up to the dose of black seed oil. I also upped the dose of black seed oil the day before, of and after, on top of all the normal supplements. In addition to that, I will get this on payday. Thank you. And a final comment, brutal. Beekeeper's throat spray with propolis is the balm for any throat soreness. Now, she says balm as in B-O-M-B. I think she meant B-A-L-M, balm. But close enough, right?
I think that's jargon for balm, de balm. You know, it's de balm.
De balm.
Get with it, come on.
These people, I can't read their writing. I don't know how you picked up that one icon in there. She was reading along, and there's a little yellow face with a thermometer in it, and she got it right. She said, just plug the word sick right in there. That was cute.
Well, if you look at these things often enough, you catch on.
I don't.
I know.
Not my lingo. All right. Shedding the limits.
Time limits.
There's another funny one. Shedding.
Do I have this in the right
shedding
order?
Shedding time limits. All right.
Okay.
Do you have it?
I've got them switched. They're reversed.
All right.
The
first one? All right. I have read that many people have this. Now, there's a picture of someone with a tear coming out of the eye.
There should be a period there. I have read that many people have this, referring to smell sensitivity.
Oh, is that coming out of the nose?
It's just a tear. It's a sad face.
All right. Okay. I experience pins and needles, feeling and headaches. Have you been able to find out if it lessens over time? I have that experience with people who only did the first couple of rounds of shots but aren't fully vaxxed with the booster. And even in these categories, it fluctuates from person to person. Some I will notice nothing. Well, I do know they had 3 shots, and others only 2, and it lingered for many months. I am wondering if the scent is like this too.
And a reply to that, all of them shed. It doesn't matter. 1 or 6. More they shed if they're sick. But as an RN, I would say something to do red cell lifetime 120 days.
And that means?
let's see.
Sorry, Eric. I got to step out and do some red cell lifetime. I'm overdue. Never mind. Go on. It's okay. Red cell lifetime.
May have something to do. I'm guessing since a red blood cell, the lifespan of a red blood cell is about 120 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking she's making some sort of correlation with maybe that's how long the shedding lasts. Then she says, every 3 months, the shedding is really bad from my mother-in-law. And when they are sick, it is worse. But if they hang around with other jabbers, the symptoms are worse. They shed more the more they hang out with others.
Here's what it really said. But if they hang around with another jabbers, the symptoms are worser. They shed more what more they hang with others. And you made that sound very nice.
I think we get the picture.
People. Yeah. All right. let's jump into smells here and knock some of these down. What do you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or we could do... We haven't done hair loss. Hair loss from shedding.
I didn't read them. Were they good?
Well, we can
all
read
well,
them
a lot
now.
Of people are worried about that. All right, we'll try. Advice for bald spots. I'm worried it's a shedding reaction, although it did happen a long time ago due to stress. My doctor wants to give me steroid injections, but I'm nervous about that. You should be. What else might be in those injections? Someone adds, that would make sense. I think Pfizer is coming out with a vaccine for hair loss. Well, what do you know? Wow. Pfizer on the spot. As well, RSV rampage because of vaccine. It's about to come out for that. And there's an addition. That would make sense. No. That's a former comment. All right. Horrible. There's about to be a vaccine for every minute issue, every minute issue now. I don't trust any medication to be what they say it is anymore. They can put anything in it, and for a large part, we'd be none the wiser. Someone added, free access to all healing tracks 24/7. Did I miss something?
It's try the ultrasonic hair follicle stimulator track from Quantalab Healing Library.
Are you supposed to play some music and your hair will grow?
Yeah.
All right.
Worth a shot, right?
Moringa with juice at dinner. MSM with DMSO, all help with hair loss. There is a Moringa shampoo as well. And there's a comment to that. Hair loss can be from radiation. Focus on mitigating EMF and see if that helps. Avoid pharma, if at all possible. Treat root cause, not symptoms. And finally, I lost most of my hair after so-called COVID, which I believe was a radiation poisoning. It depleted my ferritin level, so my GP prescribed AN 6 months later. And so my GP prescribed something, and my hair was thick 6 months later, albeit really curly, not my natural state, but as if I'd had chemotherapy. What did the GP prescribe?
Good question. Iron?
It gave her curly hair, or him.
Well, whatever. Yeah, so the hair loss, we first talked about this last year as a shedding symptom.
Yeah.
And I don't know that we figured it out. Yes, it is a symptom of radiation poisoning, but I think what people, fail to appreciate is when you have oxidative stress, oxygen toxicity mimics radiation poisoning. And you can get the same types of symptoms, horrendous. Yeah, you can look that up. Oxidative stress. And that may be what's causing the hair loss. We go back to the initial autopsies they did on COVID victims in Italy. And at first glance, they had the characteristic features of people who had died from radiation poisoning. But that gives you the a picture of how bad the oxidative stress is from this virus. And I'm going to say it's due to the iron dysregulation that's trapping the iron in cells and just causing the inflammation with the horrendous oxidative stress. So hair loss, like this black hairy tongue, that's sometimes a feature after the injection, can be characteristic of iron dysregulation, either an iron excess or an iron deficiency. And it can also be thyroid. Thyroid gets attacked in this illness as well.
Well, it seems like almost everything gets attacked. Wherever the blood goes, the spike protein goes, and damage will occur.
Right.
There's nowhere to hide in your body.
It does mimic radiation, though. It's very interesting. So that now we have a virus that is, the complications or symptoms of the virus are virtually indistinguishable from radiation poisoning.
Okay. All right. Well, next time we'll read some more about hair loss. I was just going to say we'll read more hair loss. We got several more. Next time we'll finish that up. They're just people basically giving ideas on vitamin B1 or whatever. So the trick is not to be around vaxxed people. That's number one. And
yeah, the protein that's coming off of them is really it's toxic and potentially lethal.
Yes. Lethal. All right.
As it's
okay,
intended
to
be.
That's it's doing exactly what it was designed to do. So many different ways, countless ways, almost countless. I can't even imagine how many, that this biological weapon is destroying human physiology. Just, it's astounding. Okay, that'll do it for us. We'll be back after Christmas. Yes. Merry Christmas, everyone. I guess that's the best thing we can wrap this up with.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to you.
Happy holidays. Enjoy the deep freeze.
Yes. Yeah, it's pretty nippy out there. Thanks,
yeah,
Erica.
Stay warm.
Take care. All right.
Okay, Jeff, my pleasure. Good night, everyone.
All right, we will be back with hour number 3, going to Las Vegas. Christmas in Las Vegas with John Barber coming up next.